Barack Obama will be giving his farewell address tonight in Chicago. But we want to talk right now about another kind of parting shot from President Obama, an article he's just written for the journal Science. Kind of unusual for a sitting president to publish in a peer-reviewed scientific journal. The World's Carolyn Beeler joins me to talk about this. So Donald Trump, a climate change denier, is about to take office. His pick for EPA is also a climate change denier. And here's Obama writing an article for Science. So aside from being a political message of sorts, how does this article play into Obama's scientific legacy?
Well, two things. I think it can be seen as a last push to sell his climate change policies to both experts in the field and to President-elect Trump. In the article, Obama makes a really targeted argument about the economic benefits of cutting carbon emissions and investing in renewable energy. He mentions Trump by name in the last paragraph of the paper, and it's an argument that seems really tailor-made to appeal to a Republican Congress and a Republican businessman president-elect. The other point I'd like to make about Obama's scientific legacy is that this is a reminder of the role that science and scientific advisors have played during Obama's tenure.
Yeah, what role has science played in the Obama White House?
It's played a relatively large role. The president's top scientific advisor, John Holdren, is thought to have had President Obama's ear more than any other White House science advisor, at least in recent history. Holdren played a major role in developing the president's climate change policies, which were obviously a hallmark of his tenure. And Holdren's Office of Science and Technology Policy is seen as having been a very active iteration of that office. During Obama's two terms in office, he came up with a bunch of big scientific initiatives, including the Precision Medicine Initiative, the Cancer Moonshot Initiative, and the Brain Initiative, which funneled a huge amount of funding into Alzheimer's research.
It seems kind of remarkable, a sitting president to have an article published in this top scientific journal. Is Obama the first one?
Yes, he is. The editors of Science say they've scoured their records and haven't been able to find any other presidents who have written articles for them. Interestingly, other heads of state have, including Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany. Prince Albert of Monaco has also written something for the journal.
And why do you think Obama was aiming to publish this in a scientific journal rather than, say, on the op-ed pages of the New York Times?
Well, there's a joke going around that he's angling for tenure at some sort of academic institution because in recent days he's also published articles in the New England Journal of Medicine and the Harvard Law Review.
Ah, so what's up with that?
So this is sort of what seems to be a last coordinated effort to try to push forward the policies that he has made and enshrine his legacy. So, for example, in the New England Journal of Medicine, he was defending the Affordable Care Act and asking Congress not to repeal it without providing an alternative.
Can we make an assumption that people in the scientific community will see more legitimacy in what Obama says than somebody who is not as sciencey?
Well, I think it's key that these are peer-reviewed journals. So, you know, experts in their field look at what he's saying and validate that they're accurate and he's gone through the right steps to get his information. And so I think he's really saying this is a source you can trust.
So with Obama putting himself in the academic intellectual box with these articles and scientific journals, he's leaving, and Trump, who's a populist and calling climate change a hoax, is coming in. What is the scientific community thinking going forward?
I think they're afraid of the uncertainty. The White House impacts science and health research in a lot of ways, including influencing where a huge amount of research funding goes. And there's also the question of how much science will play into decisions that are made in the Oval Office. And the scientific community is looking for a president who takes the advice of scientists and experts very seriously and weighs that heavily in making decisions. And I think the scientific community is not convinced that's what they have in a president-elect Trump.
The World's Carolyn Beeler. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Marco.